Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. John Horn speaking. Join us again for a few moments around the precious Holy Word of God. Now shall we read, please, in the Gospel by St. John, chapter 14, reading at verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or abodes. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." God bless the reading of that most holy and sacred portion of His Word. Now, we pointed out, I think, in our last broadcast, that if the truth of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is to say, the truth of His coming for His own, is having its proper place in our hearts, it will affect our lives, and it will change us. We will be men and women for God, those of us who are born of His Holy Spirit, those of us who belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just quote to you a passage that's found by the same writer in the first epistle of John, and I think it's very, very interesting, and of course most instructive too. You see, he begins in the third chapter by saying, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, and such we are. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." Now listen to this. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, or children of God, and it doth not yet appear, or is not yet made manifest, what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Now if that blessed truth fills your heart and fills your soul, and I'm going to point out in my little message to you today, and in perhaps two or three of the messages that follow, as we shall pursue a little further this subject of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's so near and it's so important, we feel that it needs to be stressed and re-stressed again and again. But now, he says in that third verse, "Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure." Now, we do realize that on the part of the ungodly, you would find this in the second epistle of Peter, chapter 3, where they say, "Where is the promise of his coming? All things continue as they were from the beginning." There's no evidence, say they, and that's one of the signs, one of the strongest signs, that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is at the door. But now coming back to what we suggested, and I'm sure what is suggested in the Word of God, and the speaker would like that this truth might be filling his heart. This is truth for the heart. Ah, yes, truth that would indeed enable me to, under any circumstance, enable you under any circumstance, to be at peace and to be free from fear. You know, there's a great deal of fear in the world today. Men's hearts are failing them because of fear, says the Word of God. But you know, the believer who is in enjoying the truth of God, the truth of His soon coming, and as a matter of fact, whose heart is filled with the love of God, for John tells us also in this same epistle that perfect love casteth out fear. And so we'd like to say to you today, oh, is this truth filling your heart? Let me say it once again, is this truth filling your heart? You know, Dr. Solomon says in the book of the Proverbs, "Son, give me thine heart." You know, what God wants is your heart. Now, I don't agree with many who use that passage in making an appeal to sinners, and they say, to sinners, give your heart to God. He doesn't want your heart. He has something that He wants to give to you, and He would give to you a new heart. Now, it is true that He does say of His saints, He says of His own, "Son, Son, give me thine heart." And you see, that indicates very clearly relationship with Himself. And so if you've exercised faith in the Lord Jesus, you have become one of His own, and the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit of God. But more about that later. Meantime, Trust Christ as your personal Savior, and you'll be ready for that gladsome event, His coming again for His own.